It's been nearly a week since a man was shot and killed by law enforcement outside of a Walmart store in Riverton. Last night, community members held a vigil for the man who has been identified as 58-year-old Anderson Antelope.
My brother, he didn't deserve to die. His life mattered too, you know. He was a Northern Arapaho sun dancer, you know, a long time, you know, going in, sacrificing, praying for his tribe, for his family, friends. His children, you know. Now this tragic thing happened to our family.
That's the voice of Levina Antelope, Anderson Antelope's sister. Wyoming Public Radio's tribal affairs reporter Savannah Marr has been following this story, and she joins us now. Hi, Savannah.
Hi, Bob.
So what do we know about what happened on Saturday?
Well, we know that the shooting happened sometime before 3 p.m. in front of the Walmart store in Riverton. Officials say that an officer was trying to arrest Mr. Antelope and that Antelope attacked the officer with a knife. Let's listen to a clip of County Prosecutor Pat LeBrun. He says this is what his office knows about the shooting based on eyewitness interviews.
Decedent drew an approximately 6-inch knife and stabbed the officer in the center of his chest. However, the officer's body armor stopped the knife from penetrating. The defendant continued the assault with knife in hand and was shot. He died at the scene.
The Walmart never closed, despite Antelope's body remaining on the sidewalk covered with a sheet for hours after the shooting, until at least 8 p.m. that night.
You've spoken to some witnesses who have information that's not included in those official reports. What are they telling you?
Well, they're telling me that there was a local veterans group holding a fundraiser barbecue on the sidewalk there between the two Walmart entrances. And according to witnesses, Antelope bought some food from the fundraiser, and he sort of hung around that area for a while. He may have sat down in a place where he was sort of in the way or otherwise inconveniencing shoppers. It's not clear whether the officer was there at the Walmart all along or was dispatched, but witnesses say that when the officer arrived on the scene, he spoke with Antelope for several minutes, apparently asking him to move. Eventually, witnesses say the officer tried to physically move Mr. Antelope. How that situation escalated to one where Antelope pulled a knife on the officer and the officer fired a gun, witnesses say that the officer shot Antelope in the head. We can't really be sure.
How have most people viewed this shooting in the community?
You know, reactions have been really mixed, and I have to say that it feels like Riverton is sort of divided into camps over this. There are those people who say they support the police 100% and that anyone who pulls a knife on a police officer should expect to be shot. Others point out that Antelope was older. He was 58. He was not mentally or physically healthy. And those people say that the officer should have been able to de-escalate the situation or use non-deadly force like a taser to subdue him.
You've spoken with some of Antelope's family and spent some time with members of the Northern Arapaho community. So how are they reacting to all of this?
This has really shaken Antelope's family and many parts of the Northern Arapaho community. Families say that Antelope had struggled with alcoholism for years. They say he was physically disabled because of his alcohol problem. He walked with a cane and he struggled to get around without help. I spoke last night with Antelope's nephew, Shiloh Tubals, and Tubals was housing Antelope at the time of his death. He was also his power of attorney. He told me that Antelope had a lot of health problems, including a traumatic brain injury from several years ago, and that he was prone to bouts of confusion. In this clip, he's telling me about a recent episode where Antelope didn't even recognize his own nephew.
You know, I had to actually take my time and, you know, say, "Hey, uncle, it's me, Shiloh. You know, are you okay?" He wouldn't respond right away. So, I mean, for this officer to try to pick him up off the sidewalk, I mean, anybody would kind of freak out, you know, especially if you're confused.
Because of his poor mental and physical health, Antelope's family have some real doubts about whether he could have posed a threat to a police officer. One other thing that's been coming up is that for parts of his life, Mr. Antelope was someone that some in Riverton might derogatorily call a park ranger. That's a word that people use to describe a homeless person who sleeps in the city park in Riverton. And when someone uses that word, you sort of know implicitly that they mean a native person. Antelope's family believes that because of that label, some in the community might have viewed him as a nuisance or as sort of a disposable person. But the family wants the community to know that his death is an enormous and very tragic loss for them.
Now, it does appear that law enforcement has said very little. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We don't know who the officer is. We don't know what agency he or she works for, or whether he or she is still working after the shooting. We also don't know why the officer was trying to arrest Antelope. And meanwhile, rumors are flying throughout the community.
When can we expect law enforcement to release more information?
The Fremont County Coroner's Office is convening a public inquest to determine the manner and cause of Antelope's death. That means that the agencies investigating the case will present evidence to an inquest jury. In a statement Monday, though, the county coroner said his office's forensic autopsy won't be complete for possibly 4 to 5 weeks, and that we shouldn't expect any more information from that office in the meantime. Wyoming's Department of Criminal Investigation is taking the lead on investigating the shooting itself. Traditionally, the prosecutor and others will wait for the DCI report before they decide whether or not to charge the officer.
Savannah Marr is Wyoming Public Radio's tribal affairs reporter. Savannah, thank you for the update.
Thank you.